Here's Morgan Riley of the Toronto Maple Leafs. I don't really, Morgan, you've been busy with the World Championships, but Twitter's everywhere, social media's everywhere. Did you happen to see that between the legs goal that John Quenneville scored at the Memorial Cup the other day?
Yes, I did. I did see that, actually. But I don't know if I have a strong opinion about it, whether I like it or I don't.
Got to slash him.
I mean, nice goal either way. Nice goal.
You got
to
slash
him. It's easier to get away with when you're down a couple than when you're up a couple.
Is that based on the fact that you still might think it's a bit of a hot dog move?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Cautiously, but I mean, if a player on my team did it, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But if a player that I was playing against did it, I would probably.
I like it. I can buy that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Especially if he was a Finn or a Swede or one of those guys over in the World Championship.
Congratulations.
Whack those guys.
Congratulations. It's been a great couple of weeks for you. 5-year, $30 million contract. Now a World Championship. It's going to be tough to go through the next couple of weeks not knowing that something big's coming towards you. Gonna be a little dull.
No. I wouldn't say that. I've been pretty lucky. Obviously, the contract thing was big, and I was just happy to get out of the way and to go over to Russia and to win the World Championships was huge highlight. But quite frankly, I'm just happy to be home with my family and just take some time off and just enjoy it.
It's pretty amazing watching the World Championships, the teams over the years, how they really become a team, Morgan, in a short period of time. Yeah. Guys you're acquaintances with, but you really, it must be fun to be in the dressing room and watch that team really become a team in a short period of time.
Yeah. I mean, this team went to Prague for a few days, had one preseason game against the Czechs, and then we went right into the tournament. And kind of before you knew it, we were all friends. We're all kind of, just like a normal hockey team, close in the room. We were playing for each other, and it was great. Just a close team. We had a blast, and obviously to win it all is just a huge bonus. So
Morgan Riley's with us, Toronto Maple Leaf defenseman, Team Canada world champion. I talked to Mark Scheifele yesterday about this, so I want to get your opinion. Everybody talks about how close you guys came. The Team Canada teammate that's most probable to stick you the first game back when you're in the NHL?
Perry.
I said Perry.
It's got to be Perry.
I would say Perry's one of the greasier guys on the team, but I would say most likely to not care and high stick you or slash you would be Brad Marchand.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise you, does it?
No,
not a bit.
No, and also I'll play him more often than Perry, so that also goes into my decision making.
And you'd like to slash him too? Why are we doing so much slashing?
And then I may have to give him one back. Yeah.
First round of the playoffs next year. Hey, Morgan, can you speak of the overall experience of going over there? And as Mac alluded to, being in the room with these different guys and how maybe it's changed you as a player and what you can bring now back to the Toronto Maple Leafs based on this experience?
Yeah, well, I mean, when you go over to this tournament, you really don't know what to expect. And then, really before you know it, you're playing in these huge games, whether it's a bronze medal game or whether you're playing the U.S. And there's these great players in there, whether it's, Perry, Marchand, Taylor Hall, Duchesne, but then there's these young guys too with you, like McDavid. And I mean, I think you just learn from it. It's just like, life experience. You're in there having fun. And then moving forward, that's one of the memories that I'll keep with me for a long time. So, personally, I think I learned a lot and, gained a lot of experience from that whole tournament, just kind of being around the guys.
Morgan Riley chatting with us, a world champion, Toronto Maple Leaf defenseman, who went through this journey, signing a new contract and winning a gold medal, and also faced Austin Matthews a couple of times. The draft lottery took place. Well, did I steal your question?
Yes, you did.
I stole your question.
Yes,
so
you did.
You're so good at covering that up the way you just stomp and stomp.
Pissed
so what was your impression of Austin Matthews, knowing that it's pretty good chance that you're going to be teammates next year?
he's a great player, and he's big. He's big too. We were all at one hotel, and he was kind of cruising around the hotel. And he was you know, way bigger than I thought. Smart player, skates well, can shoot it, and Babs was over there too, and probably 3 days, I was cruising through the hotel lobby, and Babs and Austin Matthews were sitting there talking. So, I mean, he certainly did his job, and they caught up. But, I mean, you know, great player, bright future.
Did Babs say he's a good player?
Hey, he said a couple of things along those lines. He's a good
Morgan.
Player. He's the ice well. Like, I know he's.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care about your impression of him. I want to know if you were the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs and you had one pick. Who
Here's
would
my
you
second
pick?
Question.
Matthews
Are you gonna ask
or Laine? You get to pick.
Or Pulvari.
Pick one.
Pulvarvi.
Who do you pick?
Here's my other question. I'm not sure if I can answer that. Who knows? I couldn't tell you. And I know if I answer that, I'll probably get in trouble.
So we're hoping you pick the right one.
I'll play flying and I'll call a friend, and I'm not sure.
Morgan Riley's with us. So it sounds like Babcock taught him the official Maple Leaf handshake, the secret handshake.
They're spending that much time together. Yeah. They spent a great deal of time together. He spent more time talking to him than he was talking to me. So I was a bit jealous. But
is that a bad thing or a good thing?
Well, quite frankly, probably a good thing. But I was kind of wondering. I said, Baz, I mean, he's not on the team yet. Like, I'd like to talk to you. How are you? Like, how's the travel? Okay.
It's Hockey Central and Darren Millard along with Nick Kiprios and Doug McLean chatting with world champion Morgan Riley.
I don't have a question now. You took my first one. Nick took my second one.
I'll keep going here, okay? Because I put you on the spot with the last question, I'll take it easy on you on this one, okay?
I appreciate it.
Your team has no captain. Would you like to be the next captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs?
That's an easy one.
Oh, thanks for taking it easy.
That's what he wanted to talk to Babcock about. He wanted to tell Bab, hey, Babber, I'm a good player. I could be the captain.
Enough with those impressions.
Go ahead, Morgan.
To answer your question, I think that our team has no... I mean, we have a whole bunch of leaders on that team, and it's a group, you know, that we all kind of have to come together and, I mean, I'll be a part of it. And I mean, to lead the Toronto Maple Leafs is a big job. And personally, I think Dion was great at it. And I mean, but.
You'd be a better captain, wouldn't you?
You would have learned from his mistakes, right?
Don't do this to me.
We'd like Morgan to come on again.
We want Morgan to be the captain.
You've got
our vote.
This is a short turnaround for you because of the World Cup that's coming up. So what do you do now, and when do you start training and gearing up?
Well, I got home 2 days ago, and I'm going to Whistler on Thursday. I'm just going to take some time off. But then, I mean, once you get back from there, you take about a week off, and then, I mean, before you know it, I mean, you're right back in the gym. You're right back on the ice doing your thing. Because me and some guys from the team have been talking. I mean, Jake's been working out for, you know, months already. So it's almost like you have to get back in the gym. And, you know, I mean, you have to get back doing your job. So it's a quick turnaround. You're right.
Hey, the voice is a little raspy.
Figure it out.
World Championships.
Figure it out.
Mine used to be raspy when I was over there scouting, Morgan.
There's this weird thing called the time change. I've been around for a month.
I didn't think it was time change that caused mine, but...
yes.
You got me cornered, you're right.
Will you come back on with us after this?
No, he won't.
No? What was that?
After the abuse I took from Nick, I don't know if I have it in me. I need some time off.
Enjoy Whistler. There's not many places in this world that better than that with the golf and the sun in the summer and the
congratulations,
biking.
Congratulations, Morgan.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, bud.
Thanks for having me.